who need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Happy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Today's featured words are elegant and incognito. Late one night, in the villains locked up by Word Girl section of the city jail, well-known meanie, Lady Redundant Woman, is stewing.
Here's your dinner, Lady Redundant Woman. An orange and a tangerine.
You forgot my clementine!
I've had just about enough of this prison cell. It's cramped, tiny, and entirely too small. Place for someone as elegant as myself. Oh, this situation is annoying, and it's frustrating, and I'm sick of it!
That's why they call her Lady Redundant Woman. She likes to repeat herself. A lot.
Hey, lady, keep it down, huh? You too, narrator.
Sorry.
Oh, Word Girl. This is all her fault. She thinks she's so sharp, so clever, so with it, so on the ball. But one day, the world will see Word Girl is not all she's cracked up to be. Hey, that rhymes. And it's poetic. And it's in verse. If only I could use my amazing copying ability to escape.
The most stylish citizens of the city are cordially invited to attend the Triple Dip Charity Ball this Saturday evening. Ladies, bring three of your most elegant outfits. At evening's end, we will choose the most elegant look and crown that lucky lady the belle of the Triple Dip Ball. Why, it could be you.
It should be me. I must be crowned belle of that ball. But first...
Oh, dear, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Huge sneeze coming.
Oh, yeah? Is that so?
Please. Oh, if you could just take off my nose guard for a second.
Nice try, lady, but no chance. I read the report on you. You make copies of yourself by touching your nose.
Oh, please. Just for a few seconds. It feels like a doozy.
You're faking.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
Oh, we're about to get it all over. Oh, you don't want to see this. It's going to be...
Okay. But only for a second.
Gotcha!
I knew it. You were faking. Uh-oh.
I'd like you to meet a few of my friends. Me, myself, and I!
Oh, and there's also moi and yours truly.
The next day at Word Girl's secret spaceship hideout...
You got a package. Master of Disguise Kit? Amaze your friends and co-workers. Really? Okay, how does it work? Oh, not bad. Okay, try, a grocery store manager. Hey, you're pretty good at going incognito, Huggy. Oh no, there's a robbery at the dress shop down on Ashford and Simpson. Let's go, Huggy. No, we don't have to go incognito. Okay, fine, you can bring the trunk, but you have to take off that disguise. Now, come on! Word up! So you say the thief stole three of your dresses?
Three of my most elegant dresses, and all in similar colors. Navy blue, midnight blue, and indigo.
That's odd.
Please help me get them back, Word Girl. I have a customer coming in tonight to pick up those dresses for the Triple Dip Ball!
Of course, ma'am. I'll look for clues with the help of my trusty sidekick, Captain Huggy... The Huggy?
Is that him?
Oh, yeah. He's incognito.
Oh. I thought he was a monkey.
Well, yes, he is, but he's trying to look like a mannequin in a dress. You see, incognito means you're hiding your real identity, like when you wear a costume or a disguise.
Robbery in progress, and here we lose fancy shoes. All units respond.
Excuse me, ma'am. We have to go, but the police can take it from here.
Of course. Oh, my, that was quick. Hello, officer.
Huh? Oh, boy. Word up!
Meanwhile, in Lady Redundant Woman's hideout...
It feels so good to be back in business, back on the scene, and back in the swing of things. Now then, let's see how I look in my new duds. Ladies, enter! Show yourselves! Come on down! Oh, those gowns! Oh, and those shoes! Oh, we all look so elegant! That jewelry would really complete the look. It should be simple, effortless, easy as pie to steal 3 elegant necklaces. And then my wardrobe will be finished, finalized, and complete! What fun.
Meanwhile, Word Girl hunts for clues at Mary Lou's Fancy Shoes. That was fun to say.
Okay, so Mary Lou says that a shoe thief broke in and stole 3 pairs of their most elegant shoes, pumps, wedges, and stiletto heels, and all in the same color. Elegant? It means beautiful, fancy, and stylish. Oh, like those 3 fancy dresses that were stolen from the dress shop. What I don't get is that while those dresses were all very elegant, they looked a lot alike. And the stolen shoes are the same way. They're almost redundant.
Help! Lady Redundant Woman has escaped from prison, also called the penitentiary.
She has? Oh, great. Where were you 3 scenes ago?
Sorry, my bus was late.
We've got to stop her, Huggy. Huggy? You know, you're really good at going incognito, but it's getting hard to take you seriously.
Stop this!
Look, the jewelry store. Let's check it out, Huggy. What happened?
A group of ill-tempered women who all looked alike and smelled like freshly copied paper just stole 2 of my most elegant gold necklaces.
Sounds like Lady Redundant Woman, all right.
Yes, well, they took a very expensive gold choker and an even more expensive gold locket.
Of course, it all makes sense now. Lady Redundant Woman is stealing 3 elegant outfits to wear to the Triple Dip Ball. But wait. Did you say they only stole 2 necklaces?
Yes. Using all my cleverness, I was able to heroically rescue the 3rd necklace.
Really?
All right. One of them tripped on the rug and dropped it. But still.
Aha! She has to come back for the 3rd necklace. Which one didn't she steal?
That one, the priceless Pendant of Penzance. It's our very last gold necklace.
Last one? But there's a whole box of them by the front door.
Yes, those are just cheap copies. Costume jewelry for playing dress-up. That is the only real Pendant of Penzance. Isn't she stunning?
Perfect. We're going to set a trap for Lady Redundant Woman, and that pendant will be the bait. No, not that kind of bait. Looks like you just got a new salesman.
Later that day, the villainous Lady Redundant Woman goes incognito as her secret identity, Beatrice Bixby, in order to sneak into ye old fancy schmancy jewelry shop.
I would like to ask about your most expensive necklace. Oh, well, yes, those are nice, but the one I want is right... No, you see, only a gold necklace will do. Like that one. No, not that one. That one. No, that one, right there. Let me... Say, what's going on here? Sergeant Furryface, it's a trap! Well, no matter. I, Lady Redundant Woman, am not going to let some monkey salesman stop me from taking what I want. The Pendant of Penzance!
Lady Redundant Woman.
Well. If it isn't Word Girl. Lovely to see you again. Charmed. Enchanté. So, you think you can stop me?
Yes, I do think I can stop you.
But can you stop me?
Oh.
And me? Me?
You too?
And me? And me?
Oh, boy. Okay, get ready, Huggy.
Ha! We have you outnumbered, Word Girl. The elegant Pendant of Penzance is mine! With this necklace, I, Lady Redundant Woman, will be the belle of the Triple Dip Ball!
My gosh, you're right. That necklace is so beautiful and elegant. I'm sure it will look wonderful on you.
You better believe it.
Too bad all of you. you can't have one.
Well, there is only one.
You mean I don't get one?
Well,
What about me?
Well, no, but I
get one, though, right?
I think you should all get one of your very own. Huggy, now! Time to give out the goods, Beatrice. Not so fast.
Give me this.
No,
awful girl.
Will Word Girl succeed in this glitzy tug of war? Or will Lady Redundant Woman win and become the belle of the triple dip ball?
Hide my eye!
Justice!
Also, is this the least elegant thing you've ever seen?
One of my copies still exists!
Oh.
Yes! Go, copy of me! Take the pendant and flee! I'll take care of Word Girl, and we'll meet up later. You're beautiful. You look great. Yes, that's right. Run for the hill.
That's no lady. That's Huggy Incognito.
What? Are you kidding me? Well, this is just... I am...
Fooled, duped, tricked?
How about bamboozled?
How about hoodwinked?
Good one.
And so, once again, Word Girl is triumphant over Lady Redundant Woman, thanks to a very elegant plan and some nifty incognito work from Captain Huggy Face. So, tune in again next time for a triple dip of action and adventure on the next adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is pounce. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. What is going on with you, Emily?
It's just so cute the way Huggy pounces on people.
Okay, but can anyone...
I'll define it, but can Huggy pretty please pounce on something first?
I really don't think that's it. Thanks, Huggy.
To pounce is to spring on something or someone suddenly.
That is correct. Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl Hot Air Dr. Two Brains Balloon.
Ooh.
Nice pouncing, Huggy.
He's so cute.
All right, well, that's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Psst, listen for hideous and complicated. The evil Dr. Two Brains and his henchmen are about to return from a long day of crime doing.
Ugh, that was a long day of crime doing.
Told you. Boss? Why did we have to do all that stuff again?
How many times do I have to explain it? First, we had to use the anti-gravity ray to fire all those cotton balls in the air so that we could then use the super gravity ray to roll these bowling balls down to the door to the bat house, causing the bats to fly out and distract the guards, and grab the largest string cheese rope in captivity!
Oh, kind of complicated, don't you think?
Yeah, no one asked you, Mr. Nosy Pants. It'll all be worth it when I get a look at all that beautiful stringy cheese. Henchmen, open the box! That's all we got?
Oh. Sorry, boss.
What am I doing wrong? Don't answer that! Oh, maybe my evil plans are getting too complicated. I remember the days when we would just walk into a grocery store and steal some cheese. Life was easier then.
Actually, boss, that was before you hired us.
That's right! Back then, my plans weren't so complicated, and I didn't need you. No offense.
None taken.
That's it! I'm going back to basics, back to my roots. I'm keeping it real. I, Dr. Two Brains, will steal cheese by committing the most simple, uncomplicated crimes of all time!
The next day, an unsuspecting Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, is working on a project of her own.
Okay, Bob. Looks like we have to sell 1,300 lucky goblin dolls for the school fundraiser in order to have enough points to get this, the Princess Sparkles the Unicorn Bug Bite Kit. And getting it will be a cinch. All we have to do is sell these. The cutest little lucky goblin dolls ever. Aren't they adorable? Fine, they're hideous. But I know we can do this. All we need is a positive attitude. Lucky goblins for sale. Get your lucky goblin here.
Hi, honey. What you doing?
Just sell it. I'm raising money for school.
Oh, fantastic. What are you selling? I could sure go for some lemonade or...
Lucky goblin doll.
Oh, sweetheart, that's the most, what's the word when something is really, really ugly and revolting?
Hideous? It means frightful, awful to look at.
That's it exactly. That's the most hideous doll I've ever seen.
Hideously cute, right?
Oh no, not cute at all, not even a little.
But don't you want me to reach my fundraising goals for school, Daddy?
Laying it on a bit thick there, hon, but tell you what, I'll pay you to not have to take one.
Deal.
Oh, good.
Help! Someone's robbing cheese from the grocery store!
Wait. Is this the police station?
No, it's my daughter's goblin selling stand.
That's right. I'm selling these adorable lucky goblin dolls. Would you like to buy one? All right, they're hideous, I get it.
I'm not sure you do.
Listen, Dad, Bob and I are going to walk around town and try to sell some of these dolls. Come on, Bob.
Wait, you're not going to take any of them with you?
Oh, right. Probably should take some.
No, I think that's brilliant. Don't show people the dolls until after they've bought them.
Great. Thanks, Dad. Let's go, Bob.
Meanwhile, at the grocery store...
That cheddar is the best that money could buy.
I'm stealing it.
Then it's the best that money could steal.
Thanks. And now for the finale of my oh-so-simple scheme.
Wait just a minute, Dr. Two Brains.
You're too late, Word Girl. Prepare yourself for defeat.
Go ahead. I dare you to make your move.
I already did. Ha ha, you lose.
What? Where?
Right here. I didn't pay for this cheese, and yet I ate it right in front of you. Ha! Take that, crime.
No, really. What's the real scheme?
That was it. Oh, also, I'm taking some cheese with me when I leave. Also, a crime. Crime!
So, no ray blasters or mouse-shaped contraptions or complicated plans of any kind?
No.
Just...
walking in.
And...
taking cheese.
Huh. Great! Taking you down just got a whole lot easier.
Holy cow! What is that thing behind you?
What? Where? I knew you had a bigger... scheme. That was embarrassing.
I'll say.
He fooled me, okay? I thought his plan would be more complicated.
Complicated?
Complicated means difficult, complex, the exact opposite of simple. Like that display that woman is putting up. Is that easy?
Why, no. Actually, it's quite complicated.
Right. Now, if you'll excuse us, Huggy and I have to try to figure out where Two Brains will strike next.
Looks like he's heading to the cheese shop across the street.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Milliseconds later, at the cheese shop across the street...
Hold it right there, Two Brains.
Oh, hi, Word Girl. You're just in time to see me commit another uncomplicated crime right before your very eyes. Are you ready? Prepare to be dazzled. Oh, yeah! Take that! Oh, I'm so bad! Woo!
Let's just wrap this up quickly, okay? Nothing there. Okay, that trick's not going to work again. So, Two Brains, prepare to... Ow! Hey! What? Did they just escape by throwing cheese at us?
Everything okay, boss?
Not enough cheese for Mouse Brain. Mouse Brain wants more. Okay, we'll keep stealing little amounts of cheese, but we'll do it a lot more often. Is that okay with you, Mouse Brain? But what is this? Tomorrow, The mayor is going to dip a giant tortilla chip into a stadium full of cheese. And really, how complicated could it be to steal a stadium full of cheese?
Meanwhile, back at the hideous Lucky Goblin stand...
Hey!
I tell it like it is.
Oh, I'm never gonna get my Princess Sparkles the Unicorn Bug Bite Kit. You're right, Bob. We've got to focus on Two Brains. But how will we ever find him? Dr. Two Brains?
How do you know my name?
Everyone knows your name?
They do? Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. So what are you doing here?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that you were selling these hideous dolls. How much?
First of all, they're not hideous. They're hideously cute. Second of all, why do you want one?
Oh, no reason.
I know, it feels so wrong. But it's our first sale. And I really need the Princess Sparkles the Unicorn Bug Bite Kit. No, I know. You're right, Bob. You're right. It wouldn't be right to sell him a doll.
Actually, I'll take all of them.
Can I help you carry them to your van?
You see, henchmen, it's just a simple four-step plan. We use the goblins to distract the guards. Then we drive into the stadium, drain the cheese into these giant containers, and drive away.
But how are we gonna get the goblins up to the guards?
Right. Okay. Five-step plan. We'll put them on a cart and roll them past the guards. What guard wouldn't be distracted by a cart full of hideous goblins?
Right. Charlie says that the guard stations at the stadium are all uphill. How will we get the cart to roll up the hill?
That's another step. We'll zap the cart with my anti-gravity ray. A simple seven-step plan.
Wait, how are we gonna get the cheese into the trucks?
Behold! A simple plan.
Stop right there, Dr. Two Brains!
What, girl? Here to stop my simple plan, eh?
Huh. That's simple? Looks pretty complicated to me. Hey!
So long, word girl. Come on, boys. We have a stadium full of cheese to steal.
Huggy! Okay, this could get a little tricky. Let's try plan number 47 first, followed by half of 12. Suppose your way could work, too? Word up!
Okay, boss. All the goblins are in the cart, and the anti-gravity ray is set up, and the blimp is circling overhead. But how do we signal the scuba divers?
Easy. We'll use the sonic ray gun. A simple 23-step plan. Come on, enough shilly-shallying. Zap the cart. We're losing time. Distract those guards.
Whoa, look at that!
What are those hideous things?
I'm so distracted!
It's working. Up, that. Hey, little to the left. Yes, success!
Give up now, Two Brains!
It's already done, word girl. Everything worked! The trucks are filling up with cheese! Oh, there's no way you can stop me now.
It really worked?
Yep. Told you it was a simple plan.
Yeah, I guess. Whoops. Looks like your truck has a flat tire there.
Which one?
You're right, Dr. Two Brains. Simple is better than complicated. And thanks for buying all those hideous goblin dolls from me, my friend Becky. She really appreciated it.
Ew.
And now to go home and wait for my bug bite kit. That my friend Becky is buying for me. Let's go, Huggy.
And so, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face save the day and the city's cheese.
Hey, buddy, is there any way you could move these hideous dolls? They're creeping me out.
Sorry, no can do. I'm just a voice.
Oh, I've got the willies.
Join us next time for another exciting and hopefully slightly less complicated adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion, Emily, correctly defined the word pounce, and will now go for another prize. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for pounce. Okay, Emily, what's your answer? Oh, I know. He's so cute when he pounces like that.
Sorry. The answer is number one.
You are correct, Emily. Huggy, show her what she's won. Yes, it's an official Word Girl Captain Huggy Face balloon.
Too cute. Please, no more pouncing.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cracker. It was my first word when I was a baby, and it's just a fun word to say. Cracker.
My favorite word is exquisite. This is because I like the way it sounds in my mouth. Starting in second grade, my grandma was always saying to me, "You look very exquisite today." So that's how I became to like the word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what pensive means. That's right. Pensive means to think a lot about something. Congratulations, Huggy. Pensive.